Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House after they both spoke late Thursday to a gathering of Republican leaders in the city of Philadelphia. As May's plan for the EU exit moves forward, she said, once Britain is out of the European Union, it will be easier to control immigration. Mr. Trump also spoke about immigration in the context of Thursday's decision by Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto not to come to Washington.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Mr. Trump also said he opposes the North American Free Trade Agreement because it costs billions of dollars in trade deficits each year. Police chiefs from different parts of the United States have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Marty Walsh is mayor of Boston, Massachusetts.
48% of our children, like myself, have at least one foreign-born parent. Boston was here for me and my family, and for as long as I am mayor, I will never turn my back on those who are seeking a better life.
Law enforcement authorities say that Trump actions are troubling. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has told an Iranian opposition group that it will press for tougher American action against Iran's Islamist leaders. Mr. Trump has set as an outline his Iran policy since taking office, but as a candidate, he strongly criticized then-President Barack Obama for joining world powers and reaching a nuclear deal with Iran, a deal he said is a disaster. This is VOA News. Turkey says it's too early for a comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important first to see the results of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not support the idea. Al-Shabaab fighters have captured a military base run by Kenyan and Somali troops in a Somali town about 18 kilometers from the Kenyan border. Attacks started when a truck filled with explosives detonated at the base, followed by heavy gunfire and an infantry attack. Residents tell VOA the fighting lasted more than 90 minutes as the militants overpowered the Somali and Kenyan troops. Three contenders for the World Health Organization's top job have entered the final lap in a year-long campaign to win this coveted post. Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva, the selection of the next WHO Director General will be made at the World Health Assembly in May.
In a series of marathon back-to-back press conferences, the three candidates have presented their qualifications and their ideas for making the World Health Organization a better and more effective institution. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a former health minister and foreign minister from Ethiopia, is the first African candidate to head the WHO. He unabashedly tells journalists that he is the best candidate for the job because he has both national and international experience. Tedros seems to have a slight edge over the other two finalists. WHO's executive board, which selected the three finalists from a group of five, gave Tedros 30 votes compared to 28 for the Pakistani contender Sania Nishtar and 18 votes for David Nabarro from Britain. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day Thursday. Analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed some experts worry that the recent surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation. They called for it a time of caution. Toshiba says it will split its lucrative flash memory business to make up the losses from its troubled U.S. nuclear business and is looking for a third party for capital injection. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.